Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Börse Stuttgart partners with DekaBank to expand crypto trading for institutional clients in Europe. While the crypto market experiences a significant downturn with Bitcoin falling below $80,000, marking over a 20% decline for February. Meanwhile, Bitfinex sees a rise in Bitcoin margin longs, hinting at market confidence despite volatility. Börse Stuttgart, in collaboration with DekaBank, is enhancing crypto trading services for institutional clients using its regulated infrastructure. This partnership is a strategic move to increase cryptocurrency adoption across Europe, contributing 25% to Börse Stuttgart's revenues, with trading volumes nearly tripling. CEO Matthias Völkel emphasizes the commitment to secure, regulated solutions. In the Americas, Bitcoin struggles with macroeconomic concerns, notably President Trump's tariff plans for Canada, Mexico, and China, effective early March. This, combined with Ethereum's drop to around $2,135, underscores market volatility. Heightened by rising indices like the VIX, crypto equities such as MicroStrategy and Coinbase also see declines. However, the SEC's decision to drop charges against Uniswap offers a positive regulatory note. Bitcoin margin longs on Bitfinex have increased to over 60,000 BTC as traders, often known as whales, view this as a sign of confidence amid the market turmoil. Despite Bitcoin's worst monthly performance since June 2022, these traders are betting on a rebound, seeing it as a breakout and retest scenario where the current sell-off could precede a rally. The crypto market's broader sell-off sees XRP and Dogecoin plunging over 10% due to Trump's tariff announcements, contributing to a crypto market cap drop by 8% to $2.7 trillion. The tariffs, adding to an existing 10% tax on Chinese imports, heighten fears of a trade war impacting global markets. MetaMask unveils a new roadmap with smart contract capabilities and ERC-5792 for batch transactions to reduce gas fees. A debit card launch is also planned for mid-March in select US states, expanding support for Bitcoin and Solana. Meanwhile, Paul Brody from EY highlights tokenized assets as a transformative potential for portfolio management, offering daily market-derived data for broader asset access. Coinbase, Near, and other projects form the Open Agents Alliance to develop open AI services, aiming for secure, open-source AI access. This aligns with the SEC's informal stance that meme coins are akin to collectibles, not securities, based on the Howey test, although caution remains for potential law circumvention. In China, traders may soon access Bitcoin via Hong Kong's crypto ETFs under the QDIU program, circumventing direct exchange operations. This aligns with China's capital control policies and hints at regulatory shifts favoring broader adoption. The Consensus EZA hackathon highlighted Web3 innovations, with projects in AI, gaming, and NFTs competing for over $200,000 in prizes, showcasing the thriving developer community. In regulatory shifts, the SEC drops its case against Coinbase, marking a significant regulatory change under Acting Chair Mark Uyeda. This follows the dismissal of other cases against major crypto companies, signaling a move towards transparent oversight. In Latin America, SenseiNode expands staking infrastructure, focusing on network decentralization. Operating in several countries, they aim to enhance decentralization by using local data centers. With $800 million in assets staked, SenseiNode leads regional efforts. Bitcoin's price hovers around $81,000 amid a broader sell-off, with hedge funder Quinn Thompson predicting a potential drop to $70,000 by March end. This sentiment stems from high valuations and tariff threats. State-level crypto initiatives see mixed results, with Utah close to passing a crypto investment bill, while other states face setbacks. The US government's interest in digital asset reserves continues, reflecting the ongoing laboratory of democracy approach. BitMEX seeks a buyer amid increased M&A activity in the crypto derivatives market, following past regulatory challenges. This move highlights the dynamic nature of the crypto space. Finally, Blackbird launches its Flynet mainnet to streamline restaurant payments using blockchain, while Olas introduces the MEC marketplace, enabling AI agents to autonomously collaborate, illustrating the innovative potential within the crypto ecosystem. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.